W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Biden said the pandemic's over. Funny, because that marks a year since it actually ended. By that, I mean my small business.
Over seems a bit drastic. I mean, until that number drops to zero, is it really over? Oh my, I gotta get my hair dyed soon.
You think?
Don't want anyone seeing in. I can't believe it's over. Doesn't feel over to me. I have 600 pounds of beans in my basement, just in case.
How's Dodge City, Kansas gonna get oil changed now?
But I mean, if he says it's over, then, you know, I have to just take him at his word. I understand that. I can't understand most of what he says. I miss Bernie. Glad the pandemic didn't take him.
I thought the airlines declared it over, like, 8 months ago.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's coming next. New Tom Hanks movie. He plays himself as a lizard. It's kind of a Polar Express remake, except instead of getting Christmas cheer, he's trying to get blood from a scared child.
I was just on a plane with 80 people and then on a football game with 80,000 people.
No way. No, no. I'm going to protest with a bunch of tightly packed people until we stop spreading it. The pandemic is not over.
What's not over?
Now, Jake, I know you've been wearing that mask every day at the studio for the last few years. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
Yeah. It helps people hear better at home, too, I think.
It gives me a slightly deeper voice, kind of a James Earl Jones.
But I've got big news. I don't know if you heard this recently, but...
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over.
The pandemic is over.
Wait, play that one more time.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over.
It's over! Yeah!
Take the mask
be stronger.
Off.
Katie, she can't even do the, it's over. Did you take the mask off? Oh, baby.
It's okay, I have another one.
Pop it. Yeah.
How about that? September 21st, 2022. It just ended.
Oh, dude, where do you want to go?
Oh, somewhere I can really celebrate it.
You say it on the count of three.
Ooh.
One, two, three. Portland.
Dang.
Katie, where are you going to go? You name it, we're going.
Another country.
Ooh. Iraq.
Ukraine.
Ooh.
No.
Myanmar.
That
is right, folks. Pandemic is over. And we're going to have a great time today on Correct Opinions. This is Derek's idea.
Something.
So sorry, Katie.
Yeah. This is going to suck for Derek to clean up.
Yeah. Let's do this. Cleaning this
up? Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
We're back with Correct Opinions, another episode. Joe Biden declared it for the first time.
It is over.
It's over. Confirmed. And I thought it was over when the airlines kind of unofficially made it over, didn't they? They're like, we're done with the masks on the plane. And you're like, yeah.
That felt like a huge step for mankind. Similar to when we walked on the moon. That was huge.
Yeah. I mean, I was way more excited for the pandemic being over than any kind of moon landing.
Yeah, because during the moon landing, at no point was I woken up from my sleep saying, hey, over the nose, over the nose. It drooped down a bit.
Right.
That never happened when
because
we landed on the moon.
Yeah, because I live on Earth. So stuff that happens on the moon doesn't really affect me.
You know.
Yeah, I pay attention to what's happening on Earth. There could be a lot of stuff happening on the moon.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm worried about Earth, so I'm glad the pandemic's over here. I don't know if there's a pandemic happening on moon or not.
On moon.
Yeah, no V, just moon.
Just moon.
On moon.
That's how the British or Australians people... Have you ever heard how...
The Queen died.
Yeah, the Queen died.
Sorry, keep going.
And the British will say, we need to take you to hospital. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So they also say, what is happening on moon?
Oh, okay.
Is the Queen in heaven?
If I was talking...
Is the Queen in the heaven? That's how they say that, I think.
If I was talking to a British person, I would say, you should go to dentist.
Do you think they would understand that?
Benefits include the dental. No, they don't have dentists over there or a queen.
Or articles in their sentences, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that actually true or are you just making that up? They don't say the hospital.
Correct.
On vacation.
Yeah, it's sort of weird little differences. They say, yeah, we need to take you to hospital.
Wait, or, I say go on vacation.
They say, do you go to university? They don't say, do you go to college? They say university.
On holiday. That's what I was thinking. On holiday. My bad.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
On wife? On holiday, take to hospital.
Bad honeymoon.
Bad bunny hoon.
Bunny hoon?
Bad
bunny.
Bad breath. Breath smells like...
like a bunny soccer. Hoon.
So there we go. We covered all that. The Queen. I randomly have a friend who's like vacationing in London. There's like the whole... everything's closed.
Oh, pandemic.
Right.
Dang, bad time to go there.
Right. The Queen. She was days away from this type of interview.
Over? The pandemic is over.
But then she passed.
She would have just said pandemic over.
Mm-hmm. Is pandemic over? So, yeah, he says there's nothing going on there. But everything is back here. So we're going on tour. TreyKeenan.com/tour. See you all in Alabama this weekend. A few tickets left.
By the way, the pandemic was over there a long time ago.
Well.
You can't end something that didn't start somewhere.
Yeah.
That's true.
So the good people of Alabama, they're fired up for a while. And we have, let's get to some videos from fans. Y'all send in your video submissions to the Correct Opinions Instagram. We love them. And we have a couple submissions today. Okay, this is from Kaylee. She said, not Katie. It's Kaylee.
So I was recapping the bit that you guys did on the podcast about 2 weeks ago about trash in the ocean and how we only care about the plastics that floats to the top and the metals sink to the bottom. I was recapping it to my husband, and his eyes just got really big. He said, well, that's what we do. He was a submariner, and when he was in the subs, they would collect all their trash, and there was a guy whose job it was to make sure that the cans were heavy enough that they would sink to the bottom, and they would compact them into these cubes, and they even had special weights that they would take to put into these cans to make sure that they would sink to the bottom, and all the plastics they would offload somewhere else so that it wouldn't cause all the trash at the top. But the metals, they would make sure that they would add these weights into them so that they could sink to the bottom. So yes, we try to clean off all the plastic because we can see that part and let all the trash, all the heavy stuff, just sink to the bottom where we don't have to worry about it.
Okay, thank you, Kaylee. First thought is your husband doesn't have a job.
I'm so confused by the job.
He was away for a couple months. She's like, where are you going? He's like, I'm a submariner and there's heavy trash. I sink the trash. I'll be back in a couple months. Husband doesn't have a job, which is fine. Who's paying him to do this?
Well,
Moon?
Were they doing something else on the submarine and this is just a side I'm a good citizen project they did? Or was the whole goal of the submarine mission trash?
I think he's on a submarine and like, have you ever been on the lake and you wear the life jacket diaper style?
Yeah, it's fun.
And just float and drink a beer. And when you're done with it, you sink it.
I think
that's what he was doing.
You don't do that.
They were just like taking a load off, drinking beers in the Pacific, and they sank the beers when they were done.
What this sounds like, whoever is paying this guy to do this, it sounds like the same people. Like whatever Leonardo DiCaprio is talking about when he wins an award, it seems like he would know like what's going on.
Yeah.
Like they're in cahoots somehow. Mm.
Someone's paying Leo to like fight, like close up the ozone. And like, how's he doing it? And who's paying for it? Someone.
We got to sink these bottles to the ground. Not the plastic ones.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylee, can you please let us know what his job was?
Submariner.
I need follow up here.
Submariner.
It's like a trash man, but like the submarine version.
Yes. This he has a land job and a sea job.
Oh, okay. Derek, I want you to Google submariner. And this is what he does.
Okay.
It's really interesting.
Wow, this is exciting.
Just the word submariner will be fine. Put that up on the screen.
I'm very excited to know, who's employing this man. What does it come with?
I need a salary, benefits.
One word?
Yeah, just submariner. He's a watch.
Oh.
She's married to an inanimate object.
Okay.
The watch sunk to the bottom.
It's a nice Rolex. It's, oh, I mean, that one's $112,000.
Those are heavy enough to sink for sure.
That would for sure sink. Even with the band on it, I think that still sinks. Cool. So
okay.
That's the order. I'm glad I Googled it.
Yeah.
Rolex submariner.
Yeah. If Rolexes were made of plastic, it couldn't charge as much. Okay. Thank you, Kaylee. I think we got another. This is from Katie. Okay.
I mean, it is shocking. You cannot find a single boat on this Google page. I'm just scrolling and scrolling. It is just watch. Oh, I got to the, looks like you've reached the end. I got to the bottom of Google.
Yeah. Whatever his job is, he has to up the SEO. okay. Here's Katie.
Katie with a Y.
This is such a hot topic every week, it seems like. Here's my two cents. I'm a Katie, K-A-T-Y, and that is because
crazy
my
spelling.
Name is spelled K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Tell me why I'm going to put an I-E after my name just because everybody else is doing it.
Oh, I see what she's doing.
No. So I really like that merch idea with, you know, all the Katie spellings on there. I think that'd be hysterical. My second thing is that you guys played the egg in Albany on Mother's Day. I was curious if you thought it really looked like an egg.
Does it really look like an egg? Yeah, it did look like an egg. And it was full of a lot of Katie's.
It also felt like I was in like a utopian world.
Dystopian
world. What's
it was not good.
Fruitopia.
There's a huge difference. Would you rather live in a utopia or a dystopia?
I thought a utopia was where everything was perfect.
Yeah, I go utopia.
You thought Albany was a utopia?
No, where would we rather live? Utopia.
Oh, I'd rather live in a utopia.
Okay, but you're saying Albany.
I was just checking you knew what the words meant.
I see.
And you did. Good job.
I see.
And dystopia was what
was
the correct word for Albany, right?
I see.
There was not a soul around, and there's just this weird egg venue.
Kind of floating off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
There was a tulip festival that day. I walked a few miles through Albany, so I checked that out.
Oh. Tulip festival.
Oh, yeah.
Just so many tulips.
Imagine a bunch of tulips, double it. And imagine a bunch of white people walking around.
Wow, the tulip Katie's festival. Of that day.
Yeah. I know, I'm sad I missed that.
Yeah, utopian, you could say.
So, Kate, do you think Kate, how do you, what do you think of Katie's spelling there? Is she doing it right or wrong?
Is she doing
a more utopian spelling or dystopian?
I get what she's doing, but I disagree. My name is J-O-C-O-B. I threw out the C, the O, and the B. Half of my name is made up, J-A-K-E, and I accept it because it's normal. What would I go, J-A-C-E, and be like, no, it's pronounced Jake. I would be bullied my entire life.
Hey, I'm Jace.
Yeah, it's actually Jacques. call me by name, please.
Yeah.
Pandemic over.
Yeah. It's a tricky one. That's funny. Cause, yeah, you J-A-C-K-E?
Here's a thought. She goes by Catherine. That's her name. Mm-hmm. Or she wants to do that.
No, yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Atherin. Easier for goodbye, people. Addie.
Atherin.
Atherin. Ren. Thryn.
Ren.
Ooh, Thryn.
Thryn.
Thryn. T-H-R-Y-N.
Cat.
Cat.
Thryn.
Go watch a show with the egg, with the cat. Get a tulip.
It was fun that we performed in an egg on Mother's Day. Wasn't that kind of full circle?
Yeah. That was a beautiful thing, man.
I remember that day trying to find a McDonald's. Wanted to treat myself a little bit.
Mm.
And I'm looking at Google Maps. It's like, it says I'm 100 feet away and I can't find this for life of me. It was underground. I don't know if you guys explored.
We never went down there.
There was some sort of doomsday bunker going on underneath.
Well, the egg is deep in the female anatomy. So I think there's a lot of symbolism happening in Albany. And I thought it was beautiful. And dare I say, I think you fertilized the audience that night.
Now that you...
You crushed it.
Now that you say that, I remember asking a security guard where to go, and he said, go down the fallopian. And I didn't know what that meant at the
I'm
time.
Sure. I don't feel like you heard it the first time.
He goes, oh, in layman terms, elevator. Yeah. And you're like, I cannot find the bathroom. He's like, well, you know what we call that.
That has tricked men for decades and decades. I'm not going to say it, Katie. I'm not going to say it.
Oh.
Woo!
Woo! Okay. Thank you guys for your video. Send them, again, Correct Opinions Instagram. We always appreciate it. And Jake, you found the story of the week that I can't wait to talk about.
Story of the week.
I also would just like to say I have tried Googling heavyweight metal ocean submariner. Only watches still.
Okay.
So I just
keep us posted.
I don't know what this woman's husband does. Okay. Video of the week was a Chick-fil-A employee stopped a carjacking. I think I saw everyone talking about it over the weekend. I actually haven't even fully watched the clip. Figured to watch it first time on the podcast, but just a fun headline. Has me intrigued.
They do it all. Chick-fil-A worker selflessly jumped into action to stop man from carjacking mom with baby.
Oh my gosh.
Where is this Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, seriously.
I thought they put them in very safe neighborhoods.
Yeah, a Chick-fil-A is not, I'm thinking from the mind of a criminal, not where I would want to be. A lot of good citizens
right.
at a Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I'd go to maybe Long John Silvey's, maybe right. a Captain D's.
Absolutely.
Ramada Inn.
Mm-hmm. yeah, those are going to be easy. They'll
anything open 24 hours.
The worker will come to stop it, and you go, "Hey, what do you make? If you help me out here, we could get you a couple weeks' pay." And
could like split a submariner.
Yeah, screw that mom and her kid. But not Chick-fil-A. Oh yeah, we got the video. Oh wow, full takedown. I'd like to thank. You want some Polynesian sauce with that? Oh, he's got him in a headlock immediately.
Oh, my gosh.
Are they starting to train the workers at Chick-fil-A in jiu-jitsu?
Popeyes is.
Look at young
Popeyes
lady.
Is.
Look at the young lady in the red there just collecting the evidence. She's about to put that right. in some Ziploc bag. She's getting that over. Oh, look at her sprint away. I mean, that is a girl who's on a mission. Sprinting away. I mean, she's got a crime scene in the parking lot, but people need honey roasted barbecue sauce in the drive-thru. Yeah, doesn't stop.
Drive-thru doesn't stop.
She's like, all right,
they're waving them through. Sir, would you like sauce? Get your hands off that baby! Would you like sauce with that? What kind of sauce? Free of charge. All you want. Put him in a guillotine hold.
Also, the fact that girl that was maybe 17 ran towards the fighting.
That was nice. That's what I'm saying. She's going to get promoted.
Right.
Yeah.
Fight or flight.
Homeless Christian kids. They're very brave. They have faith.
Do you mean homeschooled?
Yeah, you said homeless.
Homeless? No, not homeless.
Very homeschooled. Nazareth of them. They walk from town to town.
When I didn't remember what I said, and I didn't say homeschooled, so I didn't know if I said homosexual or homeless.
That's a little scary.
That's the kid?
That's.
Oh, he's like 16.
He's actually a little older than what you would think.
Ah, it's there it is.
81.
The homeschooled effect. And they have great skin. They're not allowed outside.
That's not the first time he made news doing heroic things while wearing the Chick-fil-A uniform.
What else is he doing?
What?
I'll pull it up.
Who is this?
It's like
man amongst the boys.
It's like Superman. You know, he just normal man during the day. And when he puts on his Chick-fil-A outfit, that's it covers up the S.
Wow. What did he get bit by, do you think? To get these powers
from
Chick-fil-A. Sort
of radioactive chicken.
Yep.
A chicken covered in peanut butter.
Yep.
That did it. Which I'm jealous because as someone who's been bitten by an animal and been affected by it, I got the wrong end of the stick there.
Right.
Tick bite. I don't have any tick powers, which I would love.
Tick boy.
You would love tick powers?
You know, to be able to infect people with Lyme disease. Sure. I think bargaining chip.
Okay.
You know, they don't make me mad.
Use ticks, if they do it right, they don't have to they just get carried around for months on end. Someone could just use latch on and you don't have to walk anymore.
That would be fun. Yeah, I don't know what the powers would be. Able to drink four times my size in liquid.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Come on.
Yeah.
Tick boy.
But start instead, now I just have to eat turkey bacon.
I've been to Chick-fil-A a lot and I don't see any of this action. I'd like to witness a takedown.
Did we figure out? I don't
know
where this one was. We need to find that out.
Florida.
Yeah.
You roll the dice when you put a Chick-fil-A in Florida.
The suspect was trying to steal the car with a stick. His last name was Branch. Thought that's kind of funny.
This Branch stick? Boy. I am Branch Man.
just stick from a tree?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, his thought process was, a lot of these Florida youths were probably whipped with a stick, a switch. They called it to make it feel less barbaric. And so maybe that was... Not only did Michael Gordon, I mean, this is the white Michael Jordan, stop a carjacker at Chick-fil-A, he also helped save Hillary Henley and Madison Newton when a crane fell on their car in 2018.
What?
I mean,
wasn't Gordon the name of Batman's commissioner?
Mm-hmm.
Something's going on.
Yeah, this guy, something's going on. Michael Gordon. Is that a stage name?
I mean, it was spelled M-Y-K-E-L.
Michael?
Yeah.
Could it be Michael?
I don't know.
Oh, it's Michael. That's what's funny about Michael. If you're, you know, probably a black man, it's Michael. If it's him, it's just like a white spelling of Michael mm-hmm. with a Y.
Yeah.
And it throws you off.
He probably came from Utah.
Yeah. He's born in Utah. Michael Gordon was bit by a chicken. And he spends his day saving lives at Chick-fil-A's and all through the Florida panhandle. Half their customers are criminals.
Says a woman was taking her baby out of her car at a Florida Chick-fil-A when a man approached her with a stick, grabbed her keys, and got into the vehicle. Bing, boom, bang. It's that easy.
That'd be a confusing way to get mugged. A guy just has a stick and he's like, give me your keys.
I know. Bro.
It's Pine. What?
You think I'm showing up with balsa? I tracked it down.
I'm also really glad they weren't. And I thought the story was that, like, the mom and the baby were in the car and he was trying to take them with the car.
Oh, you're like, at least he's polite enough to say, please get out while
yes.
I take it.
Yes.
He's like, I know car seats are tricky, so just let me know how much time you need.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, kidnapping and stealing a car, very different things.
We can,
yeah.
You want to stop by and get, we could roll through this Chick-fil-A or another one on my way to.
I want you to be happy.
Mm-hmm. So watch out, Chick-fil-A, not as safe as you think, I guess.
Or safer than you think.
Safer
because
than
the
you
employees
think.
Will rescue you.
Here's what I'll say is I think for the next year or so, I'm not going to go to any Chick-fil-A's that have trees or any kind of sticks nearby. I think it's just safer.
Even big mulch is,
yeah,
it, is
yeah.
not worth the risk.
Mulch that's been chopped weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just safer to go in more of a New Mexico, Desert Valley
right,
area.
Right.
Yeah,
not a lot of wildlife.
Rocks are not dangerous. No.
Mm,
no.
You saw the article.
Yeah,
he
no.
didn't use a rock. Yeah. So... No.
His name isn't Rock. Well, yeah. They have one of those.
His name isn't Dwayne Johnson. His name was Branch. So it's different. Says Branch is
my pleasure.
Still in jail. We don't know if he has an attorney. I don't know if that needed to be in the article.
The perpetrator.
Okay.
Breaking news. He does not have the funds to get a good attorney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He will get a public defendant.
Actually, there's more in this article. As the man sat on the ground, a second woman holding an infant screamed, "She had a baby in her hands. How dare you?" This man's passed out. He's been choked out. She's like, "The nerve.
How dare you?" Okay. And what kind of psycho orders chicken strips? We should have had our eyes on you the whole time.
You got grilled nuggets from Chick-fil-A? Yeah. Why even come here?
You a psychopath?
I don't care if you're trying to lose weight.
You deserve this butt whooping. That's what we need to release is what did he order?
Yeah. Yeah. What's his type?
He probably went 12 grilled nug strips, no fries, no sauce. Like, code red, code red.
Choke him out right
if
now.
If you have a baby, leave. He's going to kill all the babies here.
Hmm.
Unsweet tea.
Gosh, the story. The operator of the Chick-fil-A, his last name, Sexton. Florida, man.
Yeah, all this is adding up to bad.
He called the incident alarming. Got away with words.
Yeah. His last name is literally Sexton.
And you find that alarming?
Yeah. What's the origin of that name?
You're supposed to have Christian values. Come on in and see Mr. Yeah. Sexton.
Don't let him in the egg. No one's leaving. Another great story. There was a group of passionate vegans who were commemorating... raw meat?
Yeah.
Is this what this was? Derek, could you play this for
us? I don't
us?
Know how new this video is, but I saw it going around this weekend on Twitter and whatnot. Just vegans paying their dues.
They're putting... Okay.
Oh.
If you're listening, she's putting roses on 80-20 ground beef.
I mean, it really just speaks for itself. It's just, it's a funny thing to see.
And they're in black. They're in black.
They're in black. They have masks on. So, I don't know.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over.
So the vegans, they'll take the masks off. See, I don't, I mean, if you're vegan, that's fine. But I do want to let you know, when I go to the grocery store, I buy twice the amount to cancel out one of the vegans' actions.
Wasn't that an old podcast bit we did where we were anti-climate change? Where we buy private jets and we don't even take them.
I go to the grocery store. I leave my car running in the parking lot. Just in, I put a rock, not a stick, because I don't go to those places anymore, mm-hmm. on the pedal. So it's just in neutral. And then I go in and I buy double the meat and I throw the other away.
Wow.
And then I look them vegan in the eyes as gay.
You can never be a Chick-fil-A employee. Not a good citizen.
Oh. Katie, you are the closest thing in my life to a vegan. You mm-hmm. are a Episcopalian.
Very, and, very close. Yes, very close.
So I would like to know, yeah, Katie, you're a Lutheran. What is your stance on, no, I know the word pescatarian. What do you think of the vegans' choices here, putting the roses on the meat? What kind of change are they affecting? What does it make you want to put on fish?
This is a great question. Yeah.
Well,
to answer any of them.
You know, I'm not sure if they're getting their point across, considering, you know, the people that go to buy the meat after just find a rose on their
meat.
They're
like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Sweet, I got a free rose.
God sent me to get this.
Yeah, exactly. A free gift with purchase. I mean, so I don't feel like they like are getting the correct message across, but
and the cut of meat they were choosing to put the roses on, I thought was interesting. Maybe, you know, find the fillets or at least, you know, the
well, they don't know.
These are the most red meat illiterate people on the planet.
Yeah, right.
They have no idea.
They don't know.
I'm just like, is this store trying to really ramp up the ground beef here?
They're like putting it on hot dogs. It's like, that's not even real.
Yeah. I don't know if a pig died for this. Yeah. So you don't need to honor it.
Oh man.
Yeah. What are they protesting impossible meat? A little bit of a gray area.
Ooh.
Cause you're still, I don't know, actually. They might be pro impossible meat.
Yeah, they probably like it. Okay, never mind. So if you're vegan, let us know what you think. The roses, I like you said, the people going to buy the beef that day, they're probably just thought the grocery store was doing a nice thing or
like, wow, Costco.
I was like, what, Chick-fil-A worker walked through here just blessing me today with roses?
Yeah. So now more meat is going to be purchased.
And the roses, because the roses being cut just to be pretty is fine. Living thing. Cows are, I would argue that roses are smarter than cows.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Even though like a cow has a brain and a rose doesn't.
I think a cow has 8 brains.
That's right. They have 8 brains.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I believe. It's either that or 8 stomachs. I think 8 brains.
No. You know what you're thinking? It's 8 lives.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
So that's part of it too. Cows, we shouldn't feel. Why don't we kill cats more?
That's
they got
true.
All these lives.
They have 9 lives, right?
Yeah. Have
you ever seen the movie Me, Myself, and Irene with Jim Carrey?
No.
Because that cow did have 8 lives. Very funny scene. They run over a cow and it's still kind of alive. So Jim Carrey's a police officer. He has a gun already on him and he's like, this isn't gonna be pretty, but we should probably put it out of its misery. And so he shoots the cow in the head. He's like, ooh, okay. And then he walks away, and the cow's like,
just shooting. He's like, oh my God.
He's like, keeps shooting it, and it won't die. So then he starts wrestling it. He's like, got it in the headlock. He's got his like fingers up its nostrils, trying to like. Oh. It's that's a really. So that cow really did have 8 lives.
That's funny. Katie, we're watching that tonight.
All right.
I'm very excited. What was this, Derek?
Jesse Waters had a vegan on one of his episodes.
What we put on our bodies. The things we buy and put in our households mm-hmm. are fundamentally political acts.
Okay.
Right? The personal is political.
Okay. So I'm having a steak right now because I'm starving.
I hear you. I wish I could have half of that, but this doesn't look vegan, and I'm trying to be vegan.
You're a vegan?
It's really hard because I don't know if I told you I'm from Wisconsin.
Okay.
And cheese was like one of my favorite things.
Dude, that looks good.
Pretty good. That's a little rare, medium rare.
Yeah.
Is
got
this
some nice dead animal? Like,
he's ticked actually. He's like, God, this
is
such a rare steak.
Bad that I'm eating meat?
If you go hunting, that's a totally different story, right? The blood's on your hands. Right now, you're kind of just enjoying the benefit, and the blood's on someone else's hands, and that's not very fair.
What if they want
to... Wait, where was she going with that?
They want to raise cattle.
Oh, totally. But the idea of killing and taking a life, that we should really deeply consider what that means for us as human beings. You know, people have said you should judge a society by how it treats their animals. And we, you know, it'd be great if we had universal health care for our animals.
Universal health care for
animals. Right. Yeah. We should keep playing this.
Really? Because we're $20 trillion in debt.
I got some money. I got
Do you care more about people or animals?
I care about our world. And I think in order for us to achieve a more sustainable future, particularly regarding what's happening with climate change, we need to figure out how the 7.6 billion of us on this planet can be good neighbors. And we're really bad at being good neighbors.
Sink your trash.
Okay, so like, why should I be a good neighbor to a squirrel?
Well, you don't have to worry, but if you don't want to worry too much about the squirrel right now, the squirrel's part of nature, right? If you keep killing nature,
well, it's trying to be a part of my attic.
Right?
Screw the squirrels.
Killing nature. All right, me too, right? Like I still eat you.
I feel like we need to go and watch that later, though.
That was excellent. universal healthcare with animals felt like out of left field. That was pretty, I felt like I was like, well, she likes the animals, and then she went there. I was like, whoa. And I like how I hate birds. And I have a bird problem. And when I was looking this up, we all know that the recties know this. They're birds, you can't just kill birds. It's actually illegal. But rats, they're basically, I swear Amazon, like, you could buy rat, like, torture mechanisms. They're, like, hang it up by its tail.
They're begging you.
Oh, we'd love to kill rats. And then rats were like, there's only 4 tigers left. I'm like, well, there's 40 million rats and we're paying people to kill them. So these animals are too good at this. Why are the beautiful, majestic animals so bad at living? And they're dying so easily. The polar bears, cool animal. Those things are sadly dying.
Yeah,
they're getting hunted.
I've got 60,000 sparrows on my street. None of us want that. Let's talk about it.
I don't know.
That got me fired up.
I didn't know we were going to talk about this today. I don't really know what my stance is. I think it looked fun to eat a steak in a suit. That looked fun.
Dude,
that looked classy.
For whatever reason, that looked really good.
That was quite
good.
The move, though. She just, like, he just kept eating it. It wasn't just like a one bite for show thing. Mm-hmm. He was like, I actually am going to eat this whole steak.
Yeah, he's definitely trying to provoke her. Universal healthcare for animals is an interesting premise. I mean, like, what, like, who is, like, fighting for, like, cows need a lower deductible.
Right.
And like,
I'm so confused.
Who pays it? And like, what is the, like, is there a negotiation? Does
the,
like,
mother mortality rate of iguanas is far too high.
Like progressive commercials for animals, or like Flo gets involved.
It's funny. It's just, what a jump. Cause there's still a lot of people who don't really care if humans have it. So let's maybe do the humans first.
I'm also confused by her stance on, like, it's okay if you personally kill the animal, but it's not okay if someone else kills it for you.
Right.
But it's, like, also, but your whole purpose is, like, we shouldn't kill animals?
She's an advocate for hard work, really.
Yeah.
She doesn't appreciate laziness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what I would like to hear. I want to hear her and Michael Gordon talking. I want to hear them talk chickens and see what they think.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't think we should kill chickens. He's like, well, one bit me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
And now I'm a superhero. So
I don't have health care.
What do we think about that? That leads us into, you know, people are, I guess, vegan. Or would you say most vegans are vegans because they care for animals? And there's like a smaller percentage that are like, I agree this is good for me.
Yeah. I think it's more so for people who don't want to kill animals.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. You think they get into it first for like environmental reasons and then they end up just like kind of liking the
health
benefits?
Like how Katie is Episcopalian because she read like half an article and she's like,
that's not true.
Like I knew it. Yeah, it is. I knew a girl once who was like, I'm Episcopalian. I'm like, why? She's like, you know that one documentary Netflix put out that said I should do it? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I watched that. And so I did it.
Cool.
Like you didn't want to like maybe cross-reference with other opinions? She's like, no.
A good documentary can make me do a lot of things.
I
believed in Flat Earth for 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
Dude, there's some convincing stuff out there.
And absolutely. And I read once that Antarctica is basically like the North Wall in Game of Thrones. where the other side of it are the aliens trying to talk to us. And I nearly booked an Antarctic cruise. I gotta get a better look at this. I don't know. It's, I mean, it sounds cool.
I bought cruise tickets and binoculars. I was like, let me see this for myself.
I called Michael Gordon to come because I don't know what I'm going to encounter.
What kind of sticks will they have down there?
That one vegan documentary that was really popular for a second.
I do know what you're talking about.
I went vegan for like a month. I was like, I have high cholesterol. These firemen said they had high cholesterol. And after 3 weeks of vegan, they're like, your cholesterol is normal. Mm-hmm. Now, what they didn't probably tell us is that these firemen, before eating vegetables for 3 months, had never eaten a vegetable before.
Yeah. They're
like, I eat firehouse subs every day.
And cigarettes. what led to you guys? You and Katie have done some diets in the time I've known you. About once a year, y'all get on a little juice craze. Is that a documentary? Is that half an article? What leads to that?
That is also pseudoscience. That Katie believes.
Okay, yeah. I don't know all the science behind it. What led to it was that I worked at a juice shop.
Juice shop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It was a confusing hire.
Yeah.
Synagogue?
Usually the people that look like her were kind of their least favorite.
Okay. A juice shop.
It's an Aryan joke.
And I did one when I was working there, and it made me feel amazing. And so
all the Jews. They're hardworking.
Business advice made me feel great.
Yeah. Yep.
But yes, I felt really good after I did a juice cleanse. And so there is some nutritional science behind it. And
no,
so
there's not.
I kept doing it.
Please find it.
Let me ask you.
Because I looked, I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's a little iffy.
It's like trying to find what that girl's husband does for a living.
But
you're going to get to the bottom of Google before you find
it. Kind of like why I'm pescatarian, where like it makes me feel really good and I feel like I feel my best when I'm doing it. And so I did a few more juice cleanses because I felt good after.
That's great. We did a couple together.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know if it's really doing much. It's just like a nice way to maybe lose 5 pounds in 3 days.
And then gain it back when you're done.
Yeah.
Cool. Katie, let me ask you this. What?
He's like, cool. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Smart, you did that.
I mean, that sounds like what's going to happen. You on this crazy diet for 5 days. I'm sure you will see some effects. And then as soon as you're done juicing, you're probably just like, well, I'm back to eating chicken.
Yeah.
What was I going to ask? Oh, Katie, was the juice you saw concentrated? Was
no.
it concentrated juice?
No.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Was it really some people sometimes really aren't about this type of juice, but I love the acidic. Did you serve some that were very acidic? Because I kind of like that. They have a bite to it.
Yes, very I like when my juice have a bite to it. I mean, where do you want me to go with that?
Jake's racking his brain.
I'm all done. No, I'm all done. I'm all done. I'm all done. I'm all done. I'm all done.
Okay.
I did. Was your juice shop kind of like? Did y'all get like creative with your marketing and try to think outside the box, or was it pretty orthodox?
There it is.
Now think of other Jews.
What I was an hourly worker, so not part of any of those decisions.
Oh, okay. Got it. And did your juice shop was the accounting just unbelievable? Was that one good?
Katie, really?
Yeah, please,
try.
Jake, please.
We're in the city.
That's enough.
What? Okay, thanks.
I was trying to think of everything I've known about Jewish people.
You guys are so creative.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Tell you meant that.
Thank you very much. Okay.
That went a long ways just from vegans putting roses on meat.
Yeah, vegans.
Yeah, well.
A lot out of that.
Katie, you're reading a new book.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about it.
Which one?
This is good. What do we have next?
You're reading this morning.
Oh, the one I was reading this morning. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
New book every day for this girl.
Yeah.
She's juicing, she's reading.
Bookworm. I like to start a lot of books and not finish a lot of books. But the one I was reading this morning, it was kind of it was a woman writing about herself. And she said in there, you know, going to college, I gained, you know, like most people, the freshman 40.
Back up.
We all know the freshman 40.
The freshman 40. And I kind of had to reread it a few times. I thought, I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Listen, we all, I'm sure some people have gained weight in college, various sizes, but it very clearly branded the freshman 15, right? You've heard this?
The freshman 15 is very common. The
freshman 40. Yeah. We all four of us went to college all across the country. Freshman 40 is a new one to me.
I mean, doesn't she have like an editor or a proofreader to maybe be like, hey, I don't know if this is as common as you think it is.
I mean, maybe we're at the wrong colleges. I mean, maybe at some colleges, that's the norm.
Yeah, we got engineering, Baptist, public, mm-hmm. cowboy.
Right.
Got everything covered.
Student athlete.
D3.
I like the idea of that. I kind of like this woman. You just start being like, I think we can all relate, right? We've all had a couple DUIs. Just kind of trying to normalize your maybe unwise behavior.
All your downfalls. Yeah.
Anyone else gained 60 pounds recently?
COVID was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, they had, wasn't there the COVID 15 or something close to it? Yeah.
The quarantine 15 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Quarantine 15.
Anyone else gain 80 pounds in COVID?
Gosh.
I think we all did.
The bread. Just can't stop.
The sourdough.
I mean, that is equivalent.
All the juice
That's
shops were closed.
That's equivalent to... being pregnant, you know, school year is about the same time as like having a child and you gain about 40 pounds. It's like the same exact.
Oh.
So maybe she didn't finish the story.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you haven't finished the book.
Maybe. Yeah. There's more to it here.
That is fun to just, yeah. Try and just be like, I mean, we all know.
Yeah.
Right. We all know, like, you're like driving down the road and then you see like someone's dog. And so you're like trying to veer over and like run it over.
Right.
It happens. You know?
Work commute.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys?
The Chick-fil-A. Everyone's experience going to Chick-fil-A and having their baby stolen.
You know, another right? 15, that's a, you know, because I kind of have an inside scoop with Chick-fil-A. Their corporate office, you gain the Chick-fil-A 15 when you first start working there.
Ooh, $15 an hour.
Because I
think they pay great.
Yeah.
They have, you get free lunch there, and it's this huge buffet
of Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A or health. There's healthy options too. I've eaten there a few times, and I think that's
wow.
That's a thing.
Chick-fil-A. Do other corporate, like if you work at McDonald's corporate, are they just like, there's Big Macs here? Just
no,
whenever.
Absolutely not.
They don't?
Not a chance.
Katie saw half Chick-fil-A? A documentary about it. So.
Chick-fil-A. That's pretty cool. Dude, what would you do if you worked at Chick-fil-A and every day for lunch you could go eat Chick-fil-A? Would you eat an 8-count nugget every day of your life?
What I am intrigued by in myself right now is how long would it take me before I ventured into the salad world? I think 3 weeks. I think Monday of the third week, like, all right, today's the day, Cobb salad, get after it.
Yeah, I think you'd, after 3 months, you're like, I've gone through the whole menu, because why not?
Yeah.
And I've decided, yeah, the fried nuggets are the best, and now I'm going to eat those every day.
Yeah.
In college, there was a coupon book for, like, students. You know, I don't know. They'd always do the promotional things because it's poor college kids. So there's one, buy a number one, get the fries and drink free. So
awesome.
Basically,
just
a chicken
sandwich
is $3.50 and you get the whole thing. So we used those whenever we got our hands on them. And we had gotten from this one random, I don't know, other establishment who had partnered up and had them. So we walked in one day and we're like, can we get some more of these coupons? And this guy goes, come with me back here. I might have told this story before. And he's like, they accidentally sent us way too many, so you can just take this.
Oh.
It was like a cardboard box, probably like a 3x3 foot box filled with these little, we guesstimated maybe 1,000 in this box.
And he just gave you all those?
Yeah, me and my 5 roommates. And we went to Chick-fil-A 12 times a week. I mean, there's multiple days I went breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There was multiple trends where I went like every day for a week straight.
So that's how you gained your freshman 40.
That's how I gained my junior 25 or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, I can't even produce a cheaper meal and this is delicious.
Here
I go again.
Like $5,000.
Exactly.
That's crazy. I mean, there's your loan forgiveness.
You know what? I did get it. Thanks.
That's crazy.
And you know what was the best part? I didn't have the blood on my hands. Someone else killed those chickens.
You didn't make the plastic on those gift cards?
No. And you know what? Anytime there's a weird trend where they sold cans of Coke and I'd go sink them in the local lake. That was a stretch.
You had a weird version of Coke this week for a video. You said it wasn't bad. I'm scared to try it, though.
I really love this video. We did every type of coffee drinker. And so one of them was like a affliction criminal character who drinks monster coffee. And there's like Coke with
energy?
Coke with coffee caramel flavored.
Ew.
And, well, you just wait. I took a sip of it. And I thought it was going to taste like some weird Starbucks frappy thing, but it tasted like Coke with just a hint of like coffee caramel to it. It was fantastic.
How much caffeine was in that?
Not that much. You know what I realized recently? Because I stopped drinking soda, but I had only on the golf course do I like grab an ice cold Diet Coke. I don't know why. Certain places.
Yeah, we talk about this. We condition ourselves.
Yeah.
Airplane and go Shawn Mendes, fall asleep, golf course, red Powerade.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ginger ale. Ginger ale on an airplane, weirdly the best. Treat yourself next time.
Shawn Mendes, then I pass out.
Jake doesn't eat or drink anything on a plane.
You guys get food?
Yeah.
When you guys
they
get
do
food?
This?
Yeah. Like the pilot serves it?
Yeah. Who brings that?
Is it like a grill in the cockpit? What happens?
But a Coke only has like, it's like 35, 40 milligrams of caffeine. It's not insane.
Yeah, it's not as bad as
And the coffee one was like 70 or something. But the monster coffee thing was like 250 or something. Just like, how do people go to sleep after they drink these?
Do you remember the person in all of our lives there for a brief moment who would wake up every morning and have sometimes two of them?
Tour manager Tom, God bless his soul. Yeah, he was a madman with the monster. He pounded him all throughout the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Sipped his whiskey all night. Do it again.
Start the day with the monster.
And he always got the job done.
I couldn't believe, I think going on week four now of a no added sugar boy. Except for, we don't have to talk about it. Katie led me astray.
What?
I was going to say, I've been reading nutrition facts now. I went 31 years of my life never looking at it. I can't believe how much sugar is in soda. Do you guys know about this?
Yes.
Yeah, it's appalling when you look.
It's crazy.
Sometimes when I'm like, dude, I'm going to treat myself, and you go somewhere, like, dude, I'm just going to load up. And they have the calories listed.
Yeah.
And you're like, if I didn't see that, I was about to eat 3,000 calories in one sitting. I didn't think that was possible. They say, like, you should eat about 2,000 calories a day. There's certainly been days I've had 11,000 calories. How does my body process it?
Go to Cinzetti's for your birthday.
Yeah.
You get a year's worth of carbs.
Oh, man. So, yeah, soda is, it's shocking.
It was like a bottle, maybe a can of Coke or Dr. Pepper. It's like 60 grams of sugar. And I was like, wow.
How does it all in there?
Where do they put it? What kind of strainer gets it in there? And so I was like, okay, maybe Sprite is like less. Same amount of sugar and Sprite.
Same, yep.
I love the myth that like the soda that's less doesn't have color.
It looks more like water.
Yeah. So. Have you ever made cookies or any kind of dessert?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever been shocked to think the recipe's like 3 cups of sugar and you're like, what? You're like pouring it up. You're like, there's no.
That's all going in
there's
there.
There's no way.
Yeah.
I feel like we've finally learned. Katie would be like, that doesn't need that much. You eat this bland cookie. Like, yeah, we have to put a mountain of sugar in this.
I've seen them at McDonald's one time putting their sugar in their sweet tea.
Oh, that'll shock.
Shaking that bag.
I've done that before. I worked at a McDonald's.
So you get it.
And
yeah.
Dumped, you dumped the entire bag.
When we met, she worked at McDonald's.
He brought me. Okay, anyways. And it just like, whatever the size is, you just dump the entire, I mean, huge bag of sugar.
Did you ever make an iced coffee while you worked there?
Mm-hmm. My favorite was the frappe.
No, just their iced coffee. It's like cream, sugar, and coffee. How much cream and sugar is in there?
I don't really remember. It's a lot.
McDonald's coffee is pretty sugary. You tell me one thing Chick-fil-A has not figured out is their coffee. Their coffee is not good. Their iced coffee, weird and sugary, even for me.
Wow.
Derek, you had Chick-fil-A's iced coffee?
Not a coffee drinker.
Is it like cream and sugar? Mm. It's too sugary?
Like I don't even get the vanilla. Because vanilla is so sweet. And even the original, like no flavoring, is still like, I think I'm just drinking like creamer.
Huh. Oh. Now you know, folks.
Yeah.
How long were you working at McDonald's? I feel like this is something.
6 years.
Let's see, 12 to since 23.
Since I was allowed, 12. just for a summer. Yep, just for a summer.
Yeah, was
great
it?
Great summer job.
Down in Panama City, Florida.
It was one of those, some listeners will know, it was one of those... Did you guys might know us. It's like one of those summer kid Christian camp things where they're like, go get a crappy job so you can like get involved in the community or something.
Yep, that's what we did.
So sweet little Katie was just like, harassed by local creepy men for a summer.
But
and
I did.
That helped everyone.
I did actually save a carjacking and a crane fell in the parking lot.
Whoa.
But like, it's weird. No one put me on the news.
Whoa.
It's because I didn't work at Chick-fil-A.
It's all marketing. It's all marketing.
Yeah.
Do you have any good stories? You worked at a McDonald's for a summer. Surely some stuff went down.
Yeah. I mean, I don't eat anything from there anymore. Just,
first and foremost, not a consumer.
My manager stole money from our cash drawers.
Okay. A little different than Chick-fil-A managers who will change your tires.
Then we had to pay for it. It was very bizarre. I had a couple people like jump over the counter to try and take a picture with me because they were like thought it was foreign because they didn't know why.
This is the Jew shop girl. What's she doing
There's
here?
There's Jewish girl running the cashier.
People were so mean to me. I mean, it's like they just like immediately think
jumping over the counter for you.
It was like I think that they were.
Have
just
you seen
like,
McDonald's cashiers? They don't look like Katie. I blew their minds.
People were so
like
mean
this
to
college
me. I mean,
girl who's a you know a AD pie.
Boom boom, I want to go AD pie. Boom boom.
Would you like a large fry?
Oh, that was actually I wouldn't offer the large size.
That was your way of sticking it to the man.
Wow,
you know what?
Making a difference.
Nobody needs the large size. I'd be like, well, smaller, medium.
Brick by brick, Katie's gonna change this country around. Brick by brick,
dude. There's studies that show in Panama City that summer. Heart disease went down 12%.
I believe it.
That's hilarious.
They would hop over the counter and be like, I mean, I imagine like when I've gone on a mission trip and people are like touching my hair.
Yeah, that's
it. Was it like that?
Yeah, that's like that.
They were not grabbing my face or anything.
You go to Ethiopia and they're like, people's hair feels like this.
Like they gave me a nickname, which translated to the ghost.
Yes.
Is that what was happening to you?
And the people in Daytona going to McDonald's and they're like, this girl has all her teeth. They're trying to feel it. There's no way, dude. There's no way.
I was not touched. Yeah, I think they were just really confused. I don't know. And then, people were just like rude. They just automatically think that you're just like, you know, dumb or something. It was horrible. And then
I bet.
I remember this one man specifically, he had a Georgia Tech hat on. So, you know, after he was very rude to me placing his order, I said, go Jackets. He goes, why are you a fan? He's like, I attend there. I'm an engineering student.
Ooh. And also, I wear jackets in the fall.
Just instantly was like so nice to me. And I was just like, you're a horrible person.
Yeah, that is a bummer. You got to see that side of people.
Yeah. Very eye opening. There's a really cute.
It was a good learning experience because you knew to stay as far away from those people as possible.
No.
I think that's what they were teaching that summer.
There's this really sweet old couple that ate there for lunch every single day.
Oh, that's adorable. Old people love going to McDonald's every day.
There, in the morning.
Yeah.
They would meet there. She would walk there. He would come from tennis. They would get two side salads, a grilled chicken breast, and an ice cream cone to split every day.
Wow.
That's almost not even a McDonald's meal.
Good I know.
Them. They kind of like circumnavigated the menu. A grilled chicken breast?
Yep.
Huh. Is that still
on
the menu?
A skinny couple?
They were cute, like
wow,
in shape old couple.
He's playing tennis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Justifies the ice cream cone.
Right.
Yeah.
Split it.
Cone kid.
Split it.
How'd they split it? Was it hard to watch?
They walked away while they were eating their ice cream cones. It's, I don't know.
Vertical or
the same time. Get in there, Beatrice.
Lady in the Tramp to the ice cream cone. That's too bad. Mm. That is cute though. I'd like to do that someday.
It was cute.
With an old woman.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Have y'all seen Zac Efron lately?
No.
Speaking of fat faces, pull up a photo of Efron. I've been seeing it around. He looks like what sadly happens to a lot of the Hollywood people. He looks like he's like fell on a whole basket full of needles. And he's just such a hot guy. So I don't know why.
He and got worse done?
The story is, he said he broke his jaw. And so some of this is like some swelling from that, which, you know, you ever come across a girl who has a deviated septum?
Yeah, they had to go in and just take the bridge out of my nose.
Yeah. So I could breathe better.
And then they put in lip fillers while they were in. I don't know. It's just a septum stuff.
Yeah. Well, I said I have trouble talking, so my lips need to be bigger. Look at this.
Oh.
Isn't that wild?
He looks like
a deep fake of himself.
Yeah, or like Zac Efron's twin brother, or like he got stung by a bee.
Yeah, he looks like that scene from Hitch.
Yeah.
Where he's allergic to something. Isn't that wild?
It's pretty unfortunate. It's,
they're like, it's my jaw, but look, his lips look all weird.
The chin looks very wide.
The wide chin and jaws look weird, like he filled those out or something.
He's only 34.
Nice eyes.
Why'd he do all that? He always came across as a pretty normal guy.
I didn't really love... My introduction to Zac Efron was High School Musical. And as a basketball boy myself, I didn't love his ball control. He couldn't dribble it great.
Mm. It is amazing. Yo. Wait, who made you think of Derek?
Who's Toy Soldier? Did you guys grow up watching Toy Soldier?
No.
Yes. Okay.
You did?
I know who that is.
So yeah. Zac Efron looks like Toy Soldier. Yeah, it is frustrating when they have basketball movies and the guy can barely dribble.
He's the star of the
team. Because we were little teenage basketball boys. Like, I could beat that guy.
Yeah.
But you know what we couldn't do?
Kiss Vanessa Hudgens.
Have that. Yeah. Yeah, have that sweet young boy's face.
Yeah, mine didn't look like that.
So that's been making the rounds. I've heard some people come to his defense. He had a jaw. He broke his jaw. But I don't know. It's just very strange to me. That seems like a weird outlier in the Hollywood space where you're like, maybe... Once they hit maybe 50 or something, they start looking like they're in a perennial wind tunnel. But he's early to the game, and he didn't need it yet.
It's also like, okay, if he did break his jaw, he would go to the best plastic surgeon or whatever
To get it back to normal.
To get it perfectly back to normal.
That's good, Katie. That's good.
I mean, he did not. That got botched.
Botched. I love the word botched.
So you don't think he is just doing plastic surgery? You believe the jaw brought...
I'm just saying, if that was true, that would... I don't feel like the result would be that.
Yeah, if it was botched, then that doctor has his blood on his hands.
Yep.
What does the vegan think about that?
Yeah, I knew a kid who like hurt his face when we were younger, and he did not look the same afterwards.
What happened?
Couldn't afford the top end.
Right.
You know, whatever.
Oh, you're being serious.
Yeah.
I thought you were setting up some weird joke. And then what?
I was like, and then it just...
Oh, how do you mess it up?
He couldn't afford a soccer ball.
What?
Who kicked?
No, wait. He was playing soccer.
Yeah. That guy turned out to be Cristiano Ronaldo, who kicked it. I mean, how hard did he get hit with a soccer ball?
No, not the soccer ball. I think...
F-150. Get those confused.
Wait, a comet struck him. It was a freak accident. No, I think he went up to head... the soccer ball, and then he got headed by someone else's head. You want me to say it more?
You're describing this really well.
Head on head action. Anyway.
Yeah, that's frightening. Oh. So let us know what you think in the comments. We need to get to the bottom of it. If you know him, maybe let us know.
We can talk to him. I always just throw this out there. Zach, if you're listening, just let us know in the comments. Don't text me. Mm-hmm. He's kind of been blowing up my phone lately.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about the bad... dribbling. Did you ever see this one?
Yes.
Oh, what's this?
star quarterback right here.
What movie is this?
I'll have to look that up.
Oh, dude. We were watching this guy. I mean, this guy's never thrown a football.
Even I know that's wrong.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
How do you follow through?
He keeps like a right angle in his arm.
That guy. There's a lot of...
That's hard to do.
Yeah, they can find dogs to make basketball shots. They can't find humans to look like they know how to dribble.
That's why Coach Carter was a great movie.
Absolutely.
Those guys could play basketball.
Yeah, it's...
And when I say those guys, I mean Channing Tatum, too.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did you see Hustle on Netflix?
No,
It was nice, it was cute, but their whole thing was like, these are all professional basketballers playing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the acting
was bad.
Right. It's like, I feel like it was still a good movie worth watching, but they're like, the main actor he's like a fringe NBA player. I think he's in the NBA right now. So I guess Adam Sandler, they just put out like two actual NBA players who wants to try out for this role.
Cool.
And he like was the best, but it was still kind of like, well, maybe just find an actor who like played in high school.
That's definitely that like that will work. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
But they would also need to be like 6'10".
They're out there. He did well enough, but Coach Carter's a great example.
Oh, Coach Carter.
You know what video we should have brought up and we should maybe do next week is the squirrel playing basketball. That is a good video.
Not familiar with that one.
There's a viral video of a squirrel showing up to just like a random blacktop and all these black dudes, and the squirrel is literally like repeatedly jumping on the ball.
Oh,
like,
really?
And he's like
defending, like in front of the guy's dribbling, and
the dude's dribbling against the squirrel, and the squirrel's like playing with him, and the guy videoing is repeatedly going, "That's air squirrel, yeah. That's air squirrel." It's a great video.
That's cool.
Before we get to some segments, we went to the Chiefs game, which was fun, and we went to a Chiefs event, Kansas City Chiefs party. Thanks again, Chiefs, having us out. It was great.
It was awesome.
I was assaulted by the mascot.
What happened?
I love mascots in sports. Like, if you have a nickname as your sports team that's like not really a thing or something that is on the line of getting canceled soon, you can't have a guy run around in a headdress anymore. Yeah. So the Kansas City just has a wolf running around. Do you know the reasoning behind that at all? Or
no.
So it's just a wolf.
It doesn't look like a wolf, though.
I didn't know it was. It looks like a...
It looks like Chuck E. Cheese.
It looks like one of the Chuck E. Cheese band members like found a new gig.
Yeah.
Because they ended those. But he gave me a big hug, and then I could hear him through the thing going... which is not necessary as a mascot. The mascot is... You're supposed to never hear him, right? And so I don't know if he was messing with me or that's just his thing. But great guy, the wolf. And also, the cocktail waitresses bringing around hors d'oeuvres. I never, about once a year, I do this, and it's humiliating. And this is the worst time it's ever happened. I gleeked all over her.
Mm. That's so
And she saw it. I mean, I doused her in gleek.
Yeah.
Ew.
And she was holding, you could like see how much, because she's holding the little cocktail napkins to take one. And I doused it in gleek. And I go, oh, I'll take that one. It was horrible, dude. And she didn't come back around.
I remember specifically in seventh grade, me, Chandler, Ethan, and Brian, gleeking contest.
Can you gleek?
I learned over time I couldn't. At first, I was getting bullied, and I figured it out.
Mm.
Now I can gleek with the best of them.
On command.
No kidding.
Oh, Katie. Wow.
Pretty tricky?
No.
Can you gleek?
I can. I had a friend that could always like shoot it across the room like a...
so cool.
Derek, get me on this camera.
Gotcha. Dude.
Oh, my God.
That's good coverage. That's good coverage right there. Yeah, that got to Trey's laptop, so...
So what,
pretty talented.
Derek, get my camera, please.
Do not just spit. Do not.
I know. It was a gleek.
Ew, it's all over your beard.
I just learned how to gleek.
That was so much grosser than mine. The buildup. I mean, I was just ready to go.
I love how the whole room knew exactly what I was going to do. Don't just spit.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, it's grossing me out. It's my own spit. I'm choking on my own spit.
That was too bad.
Nothing made you cooler than being in like 12-year-old. If you could gleek when you're like 10, I mean, you're the coolest guy in town.
That's why I had to learn it. Yeah. I knew someday when I'm 31, I would need to prove it on camera.
Did it help you like get the ladies, you know, when you were younger? Like, watch this.
Let's just say I didn't know where to go when that guy said fallopian. So,
No.
But I did used to know Casey Wolf. Fun fact, he used to go to my grandparents' church. I know his daughter. Not the current Casey Wolf, not the smoochin' Wolf, but the old one. He fell from the rafters one time, barely survived. Wrote a book about it. Fun fact.
Oh my gosh. Pew,
pew, pew. He wrote a book about it?
Yeah.
Who wants to read that?
Humans, not other wolves.
You're like, here's how I almost drowned in my 5-foot pool. A story. I'm like, stand up. Don't fall off the rafters. How high up are the rafters?
I don't know. Casey Wolf book.
Why was he on the rafters?
I think he was at the like the
guy
Chiefs
with the
game.
Stick chased him off it.
Oh.
The book is called Wolves Can't Fly.
Is this like a children's book?
What?
He wrote 200 pages about this?
Okay, I don't know. I thought when I came at you with five fun facts just immediately, that was going to be enough. I didn't know I was going to have to follow up. let's look at the Amazon reviews. Yeah, this guy's a great guy.
One star. This guy's an idiot. Glad he's alive.
Okay.
I remember this actually because I think he was, I remember the Wolf mascot was in a wheelchair for a couple games, just wheeling around the field.
So Wolves can't this is a review. Now, they can't technically fly, but his spirit and love for God soars higher than any birds. Five stars.
That person needs to write a book. That was beautiful. Give us more of these reviews.
That was his review.
How many reviews are there?
Looks like we have a total of, I mean, like under 20, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A wonderful book. Five stars. I started to read this book, read the foreword, word said about Dan. I ordered three books. One for me, two to give away. It looks so good. I gave a book to one of my sons. Wait, the other son doesn't get it. That's funny.
Yeah. One of my sons seems
a little...
I'm worried about him falling off of places. So it gives him as kind of a cautionary tale. My other son is a wolf, so he can't read.
My other son is a furry, so he's already got it figured out. This is a great book.
Yeah.
I started reading it one evening, could put it down. Finished it at 2:30 in the morning. I have three people waiting to borrow it. This guy's starting his own library. What? He's like, it's on hold right now. I got three people in line.
Wow.
For this book that costs like $9. He's like, no, yeah. No.
One star. Read it. Now I'm a furry. Please help.
Casey Wolf fell from a zip line at Arrowhead. Broke 7 ribs.
He fell from a zip line?
Yeah.
Oh, so he was doing a
It was
a
something like
thing.
At the Chiefs thing. Yeah, it fell down.
Can you imagine being there? That'd be mortifying.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, how much cushion is in that suit?
Okay, I might have to read that book. Ooh, I want to do this segment before Katie has to. Katie might have to leave here. What do you got? You got a dentist appointment or something?
I sure do.
Ooh.
I got to go get some more retainers.
So make sure those McDonald's customers keep blowing their minds.
Yep. I still work there.
We're going to do a segment that I'm enjoying called What's on Katie's Phone? Toss it over.
Just click it over.
You got to throw it. You got this.
Oh!
Ooh, went overhand. That's
Muy
always bold.
Atletico.
This is a fun segment where I pull up Katie's White Girl Instagram and see what's on the feed, because it always blows my mind.
If you need me to explain anything to you, let me know.
Yes. Okay, what's on Katie's phone? This will be exciting. First thing that pops up. Ooh, this is funny. Okay, blogger. Just a little reminder. Love you. And it's a woman trimming her bushes. And she's bringing them inside, and she's trimming them more thoroughly and putting them. It's just a branch from a tree. Is that a cool thing to put in plots?
I don't know what you're looking at.
So if you can get me here closer. This is the wife.
Bring it back closer to your head.
Oh, smart. This is the wife of the branch perpetrator. Look at this. She's just taking... Should we just put like random twigs in our house? Is that a vibe?
Yeah.
That's easy.
It's a vibe.
Okay.
One of my friends, his
helpful.
Son is named Branch. Could put him in your house.
Mm. Mm.
He's not a very good person.
We've got a nice update here from a entertainment news source popping up on your feed.
Oh.
With Princess Louis noticeably absent from Queen Elizabeth II's funeral, Kate Middleton explained how her youngest has been struggling with the news.
Oh.
Prince Louis is a kid?
Yeah.
How old?
I don't know.
Kid range.
I think he's the youngest, so like probably pretty little. I don't know, honestly.
It's too bad, but I'd say it's definitely worthy of an Instagram post.
Hand sanitizing lotion made with plant-based hyaluronic acid.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good?
Would you like, do I need to buy that?
I would love for you to buy that.
What is that? Do you know?
Hyaluronic acid?
Yeah.
It's hydrating for your skin. Your skin already naturally has some of it in it, but you know. Our skin dries out. So.
Boring.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Katie,
she does it. Hyaluronic acid?
Yes.
We need this?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Katie, while
do you
I
drink
have
it?
You. Oh.
No.
Translation?
No, I don't need a translation for this. I just have a few questions while we're kind of on the topic. Katie, this morning I was in the shower and it had been a while. And so I was like, I feel like I need a deeper clean than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just put my body wash all over my face.
Huh.
Is that fine? Because I was looking on there, it's like, it doesn't say face wash anywhere. And I wasn't sure about the hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, I would probably guess your body wash doesn't have hyaluronic acid in it.
Okay.
Just guessing, but buy a face wash.
So what is, because as a guy, soap is soap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're saying the face soap is different than the body soap.
I mean,
like, is the skin different? Like, if it can clean my arm skin.
We talk all the time behind your back about how your hyaluronic acid is so low.
So low.
I was self-conscious about that. I knew it.
Yep.
I knew when I leave the room, you guys talk about it.
Yep. Here's a montage of a blogger celebrating 2 years of breastfeeding. And I saw a little more than I probably needed to see.
I don't know who you're looking at right now.
You follow her.
What'd you see? Can I see?
Queen Elizabeth, I mean, yeah, a lot of the royal... Queen Elizabeth II's corgis await her coffin.
Is that another E! News post?
No. Oh. Good Morning America.
I don't follow them.
So the corgis are... You think they're sad, or do you think they're just kind of, like, hungry?
I don't... Do dogs have long-term memory? I just don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been one. Oh, they do?
I know wolves can't fly, but I think dogs can remember. That's the sequel to his book.
We should ask Dan. He's the closest we got.
Yeah.
A wolf's memory. Better than you think. Yeah. The lone wolf. A sad tale of one man's child's job gone wrong. Okay. One more, because these are very entertaining. This is like a surfer girl. Do you follow a surfer girl?
Oh, Bethany Hamilton follows Jean Shorts.
Oh. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is that the one-arm surfer?
It's, well, one of them.
Does she have one arm?
There might be more of them, she's the one we all know. She is one of...
How the British would say, she is one-arm surfer.
One-arm surfer. She is soul surfer.
Okay.
I do follow surfing accounts. That is...
Do you?
Yes.
I didn't know this about you.
Okay.
I would like to be a surfer. And
this would be like me. Okay, so
my ultimate goal is to become an island girl and become a surfer. And also, a lot of them are just surfing like accident videos.
Oh my.
Or kind of what not to do.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to learn. Here's another post of someone explaining how oat milk is bad for you and it has the same impact on your body as Coca-Cola.
Do we buy it?
That seems very dramatic.
I don't know. It could have... Some of those milks have a ton of sugar in them, added sugar.
Can I suggest that we stop calling it oat milk? Because it is a juice. It comes from an almond, I believe.
It should oat be called milk?
Comes sorry, from... sorry, sorry. I'm thinking of almond. I'm thinking of almond milk.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I thought I was with you, Jake. Actually.
Sorry, hold on.
Derek was like, I am tracking. I thought we were about...
Almond.
I thought we were about to break it to you that pistachio milk is... Pistachios. I think Derek's just now figured that out.
So. No.
I see what you're yes. saying. Derek almond. Just now called almond juice.
It should be called almond juice.
I see.
Ah.
I see.
I'll get the face wash.
That's fine with me. It okay. can be almond juice.
And then a final one, someone venting about how Trader Joe's discontinued her favorite product.
Is it the Trader Joe's girl? She's like a famous...
I think so.
Yeah, she just... Her account is strictly Trader Joe's. And she like goes there and buys their fun products, and it's pretty interesting. Well,
do you work for her?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it.
Yeah, you should follow her at. No, I'm just
kidding. That's an interesting thing. Like sometimes brands will pay you to promote it, but if you keep like almost like inserting yourself as an employee without being paid, can they just ask you to stop? Like, hey, that's enough publicity. Like, we're not hiring you to do this. Like,
I thought about. I had that weird in the back of my head when we like made fun of Walmart and Target. We're running around Walmart. Or there's one time a store literally stopped us and are like, hey, can't be filming in here. We gotta approve this by corporate. We go, oh, okay. And when he turned his back, we just filmed a couple shots and left.
Yeah.
And in the back of my head, I was like, and it was for a video that we posted that got good views. And I was like, am I going to get a random email one day and be like, hey, here's the deal, buddy. We're coming after you. Or like, you got to delete that now. Or like, you owe us some of the money. It's never happened to me, but.
Yeah, because you're kind of like making money off of a trademark. I guess.
But I think all that fair use
satire,
stuff.
Satire, you're allowed to. Yeah.
Right. And there's a big.
Satire clause.
A little social media business lesson real quick. The whole fair use debacle where like there was this ongoing back and forth, I don't know, a few years ago where, you know, it's like right now we just showed some clip and reacted to it and we're monetizing it. And is there used to be a thinking like, well, that person can just come out, like Zac Efron could just sue us. You can't talk about us.
Yeah.
But I think they finally basically passed the legislation that's like, there's so much internet, so many things. Like, if you put it out into the world, it's you're kind of agreeing to, you know, like, if you're going to, you can be made fun of, basically.
And so the First Amendment.
Sure. I always forget about that. Mm-hmm. So you're saying we still have jobs?
Yes, yes.
We still have jobs! Dang it.
Other way.
We still have jobs!
You got this. You no. All right, you're fired.
See, I'm not the only one. I'm not failed. Woo! It's kind of like a Jack in the Box twist.
You need to go, Katie?
I do.
All right, I need to go. We'll wrap up the episode without you.
Traumatizing.
Here's your phone back. Oh. Good luck at the dentist. Oh, sorry.
That was a bad throw.
You weren't ready for it.
That was a bad throw.
Yeah, let's get out of here soon. Let's go a little bit of this. Triggered when your co-host has a dentist appointment. So, no, I'm kidding. What are you triggered by this week, Jake?
the only thing that really comes to mind, this isn't a great one, but yeah, just going on the fly here, is I played in a golf tournament yesterday with Rachel. That was all right. Double trigger real quick. Someone DM'd me. There it is. And they were, or maybe it was a YouTube comment. They're like, okay, I got to know. Is the whole Rachel thing a bit, like, I can't figure out, like, is that just like a joke you and Trey do?
You can, there's no way that Ginger Goblin could find love.
I couldn't believe that. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, if anyone asks if we love people or animals more, well, my co-host is literally a creature. So you tell me.
Riddle me that. You should see his dexterity with those, you know, what is this? Confetti poppers wrapped around it like a twig. So I went up to Iowa, where imaginary Rachel is from, and we played in like a four-man scramble golf tournament with like her and her grandma and her brother. It was really fun.
Excellent.
Yeah. Her parents were there too and had a blast. But at a, like these, like some of these tournaments, they'll have like different competitions per hole. So it's like, hey, guys, hole 11 is the longest drive. Okay. Hole 14 is closest to the pin on this par three challenge. And there's one that I've never seen before. And what is triggering is I can't figure out a way to say it without sounding weird. So we go to the green and in front of Rachel's entire family, I go, hey, everyone, this is the longest putt hole. Because there was a competition of like, hey, all throughout the day, whoever can make the longest putt from the green, you mark it, and then you'll win a prize. And so I just couldn't. Hey, guys, remember, longest putt hole.
Mm-hmm.
Who's it going to be?
Who's going to get it?
Rachel's grandma.
Okay. Initially, you don't want to get the first shot too close to the putt hole.
Exactly.
Right.
You got to keep the putt hole in mind. Mm-hmm. This is different than what we've done previously.
Right.
This is, I mean, we've been on here a while. I'm getting sweaty, and I want to get that longest putt hole.
Mm, so did you get it?
Honestly, Rachel's dad did make like a 25-foot putt, and unfortunately, though, some guy named Zach had a longer putt hole.
I've always heard the putt hole's elusive.
In Iowa, the farmers are different. Good, nice.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Any more we get out of it? Hasidic Jews putting.
Jerry curls.
Jerry curls. Is that the official name of the Hasidic Jew hairstyle?
Isn't that what those things are called? They're like draping down?
No, the Jerry curls are like what black men in the 80s wore.
Well, pretty cultured. What is the name of the Orthodox Jewish hairstyle where it like comes down? What are those curls called?
Derek will tell us here in a second. I think they're called streamers.
The side curls. Okay. Called Pios. Yeah, all right. We can cut this.
No, leave it in.
I'm being insensitive.
Be it in. Oh, is he? No. I don't know. I don't think to our you thinking they're called Jerry curls isn't insensitive. It's just hilarious.
Okay.
Okay. You say so. Okay. Jerry curls. They're coming back, I think. Jerry curl. Yes. Is a permanent wave hairstyle that was popular among African Americans during the 80s. Again, dude, you can't cancel me because I knew it. What I say, black guys in the 80s. I'm not making this up.
I was trying to.
MJ had him for a sec.
Go on with the joke. Different
Michael
curls.
Michael Jackson, not Michael Jordan or Michael Gordon. That would be insensitive. Thank you for sharing, Jake. So what gets you triggered is long puttholes.
Yeah, I don't know how to phrase that.
You know what? I had a random thought last week, and you've heard it throughout this podcast, I'm sure. But isn't it insane that as a human culture, we're just okay with people making these insane noises throughout a conversation? Like, I'd be like, yeah, Jake's why. So I was saying, no one reacts to this.
Yeah, it's very normal.
I had an epiphany lately. We're in a large group, and this young lady a couple of times went, imagine any other context. We're just okay with it? Because she would share this if we were here. I've started a weird habit where when I'm close to a show, I get nervous sometimes about my voice health.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I do this thing to test it where I'll kind of like under my breath quietly like test it. We'll kind of be like, so you hear right now it's a little tough. I need to rest it.
Okay.
And I've done that at random times and she thinks I'm a psychopath. But it's just a fun little variation of the classic throat clear.
Catching Jake singing on a live mic.
Dude, that was mood great. Swings.
Yeah, I liked adding that into the... shooting for mood swings, our golf channel, and we have a wireless mic, and I've done that. I was straight up talked to myself. Did you catch that?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, I was driving myself, and I talked to myself about something. I don't know, I was thinking about a joke or whatever, and
you
then I pulled up and I was like...
You talk out loud to yourself?
Yeah, you don't?
I don't.
Oh, I'll be in an entire movie by myself. Just talking.
I do not talk by myself.
Dude, I've been on, I don't know how many podcasts when I'm on myself. I'll talk anything. I'll talk sports.
Current events.
Yeah.
That's just a good point.
Trey and Trey podcast.
Yeah, I'll do it during like voicemails.
And so it drove Katie nuts. It had her triggered. It has me triggered because I think it's just an adaptation of the throat clear. And I think we should popularize it. So next time you're in a group talking to people, instead of just going... Just do a
something I've noticed that was like a little quirk that Rachel can't stand. I'll just like exaggerate like crazy is like make my voice like real like gravelly, like at the end, like
tiny.
What are we thinking for supper tonight?
Tiny clustered holes. Let's make bread with tiny clustered holes.
What do you think? We do Italian?
That Katie does that and it triggers me. Well, she'll kind of trail off and ask, that's what it was I thought was actually about that one. It's like she's running out of breath as she talks. What are you thinking about making having dinner tonight? And she'll go a little valley girl breathless.
It's hard to hear at the end.
One in every 100 sentences. I actually have to go because I'm going to the dentist. She'll do that. It's because we're watching that Selling Sunshit. Oops. Selling Sunset show.
Sunset.
Ooh, we got to talk about this. Gets me triggered too. How those people behave. Have you either of y'all seen the show?
No.
Selling Sunset.
Wife loves it.
Oh, I love it. Have you watched it with her?
I got hooked a little bit. Yeah.
There, well,
is your wife real or is that just a bit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your wife. Have y'all, there's variations of it. Have y'all gotten to the new ones? Selling the OC, the Orange County version of it. Oh, we just binge watched that.
Good.
It's just adults trying to sell $1 million houses where like, if I sell this, I make 200 grand. And then they just fight about how, like one of my favorite fights is how a girl from LA was fighting with a girl from Alabama. Cause the girl from Alabama would be like, honey, stop. And she'd be like, do not call me. It was a girl from Britain, a British girl and an Alabama girl would get in a little argument. And the Alabama girl would go, honey. And the British girl would be like, don't call me honey. There's nothing more I hate than be called honey. And the Alabama's girl's like, well, from Alabama, we call people that. She's like, I don't care. And then they fought like several times because she'll say Southern terms of endearment, which infuriates the British girl. And it's just,
show.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's just hilarious. They just argue over like, don't say bless your heart again. Do not say bless your heart.
Hey, bruv.
So worth watching. And it's just great TV. Or they fought over because one girl tried to kiss a married man, which was they said couldn't be done. But then another girl gave him a nosy, which is when which is when you put your mouth on someone's nose in a goofy, silly way. And that they're good enough friends where a nosy was fine. But the other girl trying to kiss him was the you know, not good.
Cross the line.
And they argued over whether or not trying to kiss someone and giving them a nosy, how that constituted. So those types of arguments. Nosy. Oh, it's brilliant.
That is a ridiculous term. Mm-hmm. I've also never seen or heard of that action.
Right. I did. I was like, you know what, Katie, give me a nosy. I want to try this. It's worth trying once.
It sounds like
I didn't like it.
Like a wet noogie. Yeah. Like you're saying it wrong. It's right. Like a little looser. Noozy.
Yeah. We'd also just had a pretty garlicky salsa. It was a doozy of a nosy.
Yeah. You got to prepare ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd recommend a morning noozy before you've eaten anything.
Okay. Correct opinions. Another episode in the books. How long have we been going, Derek?
Close to an hour and a half.
All righty. Studio feels great. Got a little AC unit in here.
Oh, it does feel great. Confetti's in here.
Confetti's in here. It exploded a lot. So we're gonna wrap up a little early so we can clean this for the next 2 hours.
I like it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. Comment, hit us up on Instagram. Appreciate y'all. See you next week.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.